And 6:06, it is fair. 25 degrees in Tulsa this morning. We'll double to 50 by this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Oklahoma Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb's Commission on School Security issues policy recommendations. The Lieutenant Governor says formation of an Oklahoma School Security Institute is top of the list.
It'll be a resource center of best practices, working with school districts, personnel, school boards, and others to continue the conversation about school security and making sure our students are very well protected.
The others are to establish a mental health first aid training pilot program, amending state laws to require safety drills, reporting of firearms found on school property to local law enforcement, and establishing a school security tip line. We have more with the Lieutenant Governor coming up at 7:35 this morning. The process of getting public input on an $800 million tax extension package has started, but some people don't like what they're hearing. But Tulsa leaders say don't put too much stock into the early lists.
There's only been one public hearing so far, and District 9 Counselor G.T. Bynum says even a first draft is a long way off.
All we've been hearing as a city council and a mayor to this point have been the wants, wishes, and desires of the different departments. Now it's important that we hear from the citizens whose money is going to pay for this stuff what they think.
Some are upset over what they see as frivolous items on the city department list, but Bynum says he's committed to only including bread and butter, nuts and bolts maintenance of core government functions with a focus on streets. The next town hall meeting is next Monday. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
More road work will be coming soon to I-244. The eastbound bridge over the Arkansas River is being replaced. The Department of Transportation's Kenneth Carmone says it will take 18 months to construct.
So the plans are probably early summer we'll begin replacing that bridge. We'll be able to detour traffic onto the new westbound bridge during the construction.
The bridge is costing $41 million, and unlike the westbound bridge, the new construction will not be a double-decker. A move contemplated by the State Department of Transportation would kill efforts to return passenger rail service to Oklahoma. Rick Westcott is the chair of the Tulsa Rail Advisory Committee, and he calls ODOT's proposed sale of the Sooner Subline from Sepulpa to Oklahoma City almost the worst news possible.
If the state sells the line to a private carrier, it could be very, very bad news for our passenger rail initiative.
The state owns the 97-mile-long line, but a freight hauling company is interested in buying it, and Westcott believes that would greatly diminish the chances of Tulsa getting rail service again. Some compressed natural gas-fueled pickups are about to join the state fleet. Governor Fallon and other state officials will take delivery of several CNG Ram trucks later today. Officials from the truck's manufacturer, Chrysler, will also be on hand. Well, who needs Panama City when you have Tulsa? A new report ranks Tulsa as one of the top spring break destinations in the nation. These are students on the TU campus.
Well, did you know? A new report says that Tulsa, Oklahoma is number 8 on top 10 spring break destinations.
That's pretty impressive. I wouldn't have expected that.
According to who?
I would never come here for spring break.
The report is listed on livability.com. Hey, we had 100,000 people in town last month watching people weigh fish. Our weather forecast, sunny but cool, a high today of 50, fair and cold tonight, 32 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and more seasonal with a high of 60. Right now at 610, it is fair and 25. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.